Recording is now in progress. So we're up to Otzer Beis Din, which we've kind of touched upon a little bit, like here and there, about as a nafgamina to some of the concepts. So let's see what we actually think about it. The Tosefta, the whole idea of Otzer Beis Din starts from a Tosefta. It doesn't appear in the Mishnah or in the Gemara, but the Tosefta has the following story. Barishona, Hayushluche Bezdin Yoshvina Pitre Ayarot, Komisha Mevi Perot, Betoch Yadel, Notlinotan Mimenu, Vinotin Lo Mehen, Mazon Shalosh Tsuda. Okay, person comes into the city, the agents of Bezdin would be at the Shar, they would confiscate any food that was beyond Mazon Shalosh Tsudos. Vahashar Machinisinot Otsar Shabir, Higiazman Teinim, Shluche Betin Sochin Polin, Odrinotan Vosinotan Dvela. They would pay people to go and collect the grapes and then tread upon them, squeeze out the juices, make wine. Okay? And the same thing by figs, etc. Okay. And then Mechalkin Mehen Arve Shabbatot Kol Echad V'Echad Lefi Beito. And then they would division it equally to the population. Higi Ashat Biur Aniim Ochlin Achar Biur V'Lo Ashirim Dever B'Huda Rabbi Yosi Mer Achar Aniim Achar Ashirim Ochlin Achar Biur B'Shom Nimer Ashirim Ochlin Menotzar Achar Biur. Okay. So Rabbi Yehuda thinks that only the Aniim get it after Biur. Rabbi Yosi thinks both Aniim and Ashirim are allowed to eat after Biur. And Rabbi Shimon thinks that if it's in the Otzer, right, Otzer Beis Din, that they're allowed to eat after beam. Okay? Fine, we did that. So this Tosefta is very interesting, right? This Tosefta, the first part seems to be talking about some sort of enforcement action by Beis Din, right? People are coming in with lots of food, so Beis Din is like confiscating it. Okay, that potentially could be something innocuous. It could be like, oh, Beis Din suspects these people are gonna sell it or that they're hoarding it, stuff like that. But then it moves on to like, and then Beis Din just went out and like did Bitsira and Ktsira and Dricha Begat, right? All of which we know from the Mishnah and from our discussions earlier are not allowed, right? You can't just go and harvest the whole field, Kidarko, and process all the food in the normal manner on Shemitah. So what's going on? So the Ramban, taking his cue, I think, from the beginning of the Tosefta, right, where it sounds like an enforcement that like, the agents of Beis Din are standing at the gate of the city, like making sure people aren't taking, coming in with hordes of food from the Hefker Sados. So Ramban says, oh, they made this like takana midrabanan. Barishona osin otzer b'chol ir ve'ir, right? And then, the whole Tosefta. And then, what do? They would go and kiderach shar hashanim, right, they would process and harvest all of the food. Nice rule that if it's in Otzer Beis Din, it doesn't need biur. It doesn't need, at the end of when there's fruit in the sadeh, you don't have to get rid of the sadeh, the food from your house. Since they're not in your house, okay, which is interesting because what is he saying? Right, it's not about the field versus being in your possession. Right, or under human control, it's being in your house versus not in your house. I mean, the dichotomy is between the private and public sector, not between civilization and nature, which is very important, right? Because essentially, just to like kind of give away the catch, the whole idea of Otzer Beis Din makes sense if we think that our core dichotomy is between private ownership and public ownership, right? If it's about the tzibor, that the food is supposed to go to the tzibor, and that the private individual is not allowed to do ktsira and mitzira, and he's not allowed to take private possession of these of the food, so then public possession is great, right? If our goal is for there to be some sort of like social justice or equality, right, or even if that's not our goal, but ultimately that's the heter, right? The heter is, oh, lechem lachla is for the public. So then we could say, oh, well, if Beis Din is representing the public, so then in the Hanami, maybe, right, they're exempt, right? What's usher is private ownership or private and excessive private usage. Public usage or public ownership or public custodianship on behalf of everyone might be allowed, right? So Tosa is saying there's no problem with Bior. You don't need to get rid of it from your house on Shemitah after the Zman Bior if it's in the Otzer Bezdin, because it's Mivu'ar min Habayit. It's already not in your house. Okay, but it's in the Otzer of Bezdin, right? So clearly the fact that Bezdin's Otzer is not your private house. What just happened there? Anyone caught that? That was weird. I don't know what happened, sorry. Whatever that Bezdin's Otzer is not your private house, that it's public, right? Means that it's not Chayiv and Biur. So then kind of the same idea is Kiderach Shar Hashanim, Bezdin is allowed to go harvest the fruit and collect it and hold on to it because they're holding on to it for the public. Okay? However, then Rosh the Ramban continues and he says, V'cholzu takana v'torach shel Bezdin. Why is Bezdin going and doing all of this? Mipnei chashad, because we're worried, shelo yavo la'akvam, o lasos mehem schora. We're worried that people will do what? They'll go and they'll collect all the payrolls in the field and then they'll go and sell it. And that's usur, right? So we're worried that there won't be anything because people are going to go and hoard it and then that they're going to go sell it, which would be usur. So asu takana midivrehem, that Bezdin kind of organizes the usage of the fruits of Shemitah. Okay? That kind of seems like he's backing away from this dichotomy that like, oh, Bezdin can do whatever it wants. And saying, oh, there's this takana midivrehem, that they would go out, they would go and organize the usage so that, you know, people wouldn't be over on Isurim by doing Schora, etc. Does that mean that the Ramban really thinks that, oh, Bezdin is allowed to do this, but why do they bother? Because they want to make sure that people use it properly? Or is it that, no, Bezdin really can't do this, but Midrabanan, there's like the special takana that they do this, you know, in order to prevent worse things from happening. Okay, the Rash Tzurilio, the late Rishon, he had wrote a Pirushan Yerushalmi Zerayim, says, Machnisan la'otzer shabir, kol piros ilan, de'ein bahem kedusha shvi'es. Bishnat shvi'it. Right? Things that really grew in the sixth year. U'bahani de'leis behu kedusha, mishamrin tachat yadan, de'betin ad motzei shvi'it, kesheba alehen, bi'ur ti'isura, of the Pirush shvi'it. Right? Says the Rosh Hashanah, no, Bezdin isn't able to like violate Shemitah. Right? That'd be crazy. What? Bezdin's not above the law. Rather, what? They're pulling a Yosef. Right? They know that the next year is going to be Shemitah. And during Shemitah, no one's going to have food. So they are rationing. Right? They're storing up. They're building up a stockpile so that they can ration during times of famine, during Shemitah. Ubezeh seder kesheba kilui perot shalit biyamim shel motzei shvi'it yehlem alecho mikol haperot keseder sipuk betin kinefaresh v'ochlin b'shminit kol ir v'ir miperot shishit al yidei betin. Right? Bezdin is organizing a rationing system. Right? Sheish lein otzer betin v'chol ir v'ochlin kol ir minot otzer. Aval b'perot ha'ila d'shvi'it gufayu דהיינו בזמנם בתחילת השנה השמינית יתקן כל אחד כדינין השנויים במשנתנו. זה יתין בכל תביעה ולא בבית הבד וכן ברבה ולא בגת. Right? But of course you have to follow all of Hilchos Shemitah. You can't just ignore Hilchos Shemitah. What you can do is that Bezdin should be smart and pull a Yosef. They know that a year where they're not going to have access to fruit is coming. So the year before, right, they should stockpile the necessary resources. Okay, so the Ramban says, oh, you could harvest kederech kol shana if you're otzer bezdin on Shemitah. He's not totally clear why. It seems like the chiluk is between private and public usage. The Rosh Hashanah says, no, the bezdin is no different than anyone else. They're not allowed to be, right? Like, oh, bezdin's allowed to be mechal Shabbos, right? Obviously not. So same thing here. Rather what? We're talking about rationing the peros of the sixth year. Okay, says the Chazon Ish. He's in Palpa a little bit. He says, "Anu in lano ela divrei harishonim the airi b'shal shviit u'kishen biyad betin mutar ledarkan begat u'keturim min abir." Says no. Says the Chazon Ish, when it's biyad bezdin, basically everything's fine. Everything's mutar. There's just no problem, right? He says there's something special about bezdin, right? If it's biyad betin mutar ledarkan begat u'keturim min abir, there's no problem. Okay. the Ravid acknowledges that there's this idea of Otzer Betin, but he says it's not that Otzer Betin allows you to like do things that you normally wouldn't be able to do. It's Gufa, that's what Bior is, right? Bior is that when there's no more food in the Sadeh, you can't keep the food in your house, right? Except Mazon Gimel Sudas. Right? It says that what you do with the food, you don't just burn it, right? What you do is then you give it to Otzer Beis Din, and then they are mechalik it after Shas Bior. But that's a din of Shas Bior, and that doesn't let you be over on Kotzer and Botzer v'chul. That's just a cool side point. He thinks like Gufa, yeah, there is something called Otzer Beis Din, but that's Dafka, the Kiyum of Bior, and has nothing to do with Ksira and Betzira. It's not interesting. The Radvaz points out, well, the Rambam ignores this Tosefta. So he says, well, it seems like he thinks it's not halacha. Then he goes like, oh, well, maybe the Rambam thinks it's like, you could do it, but just like not practical. Which isn't so compelling because the Rambam isn't generally bothered by like things being practical or not, right? The Rambam talks about Taras. It's not very practical, Bizman is it. So it seems like the Rambam doesn't hold by Otzer Beis Din, the Pashtus, because he just ignores it entirely. Okay, so what can Beis Din do, right? Can they send out people to guard the Peros Basadeh? So the Shet HaRashbash says, yeah, Nira Sheishta Kana B'davar Shebet Din Yam Midu Shomrim Begino Supadesin, right? And it says, Nira Mimana Sheshluchei Bet Din Yecholim Lilkot B'Shvil Aniyim V'Hu Adin L'Shmor. Okay, so his idea, which is interesting, is like, okay, why can Beis Din do whatever it's doing? Because Beis Din is like the yad of the aniyim, right? They can function as like the, representatives of the poor. And therefore, it's almost like they're being kotzer and botzer and all those other things on behalf of all the individual aniyim. This is what it sounds like, right? But then, why can they be shomer? Right? Individually, you're not allowed to be shomer stuff. You're allowed to go and harvest, right? Bishinoi mazon gimel shudos, or quantitatively, right? A little bit. And then you could say, oh, well maybe Beis Din is just doing a little bit a lot of times for all the aniyim. But the fact that you can be mamid shomrim sounds like he's going a step further and even saying, because they're yad aniyim, maybe the whole point of Shemitah is social justice, right? And if the whole point is social justice, then what? Then as long as Beis Din represents the downtrodden and the oppressed and the marginalized, they can act on their behalf, and that's the ultimate kiyum of social justice. Right? So you could say, oh, Beis Din is able to just be shluchim of everybody, but then they can harvest, maybe, right, in greater numbers than other people. But the fact that they could even be shomer, right, and they can exert ownership rights, essentially, over the payros, seems to say that if they're yamid shomrim, it's because the whole point of Shemitah is for the aniyim to get access to the payros. And Beis Din, by representing the aniyim, is able to act as if it owns the payros. Because the whole purpose of Shemitah, kanira, is social justice. Right? I think that seems to be like the vein of logic of the Rashbash. Kach nirali. Yeah, Tila.
So I just want to clarify. It seemed like at the beginning, the Beis Din is representing individual aniyim, and towards the end, when you spoke about the Shimur, they're acting as a overseeing agency for the aniyim. So are those complementary, or are those two different ways of approaching it?
I think they're complementary, and in him, in the Rashbash. Yeah, now I'm like going back and I'm like reinterpreting. Originally, I would have thought, at least at the end, what he's saying here is, oh, because they're yad aniyim. So they're just acting on their behalf, right? But if it's a question of acting on behalf of many, many aniyim, so really it's as if all these individual aniyim were coming, none of those aniyim would be allowed to do shmira, right? They can't guard the peros and not let anyone else take it, because that's the opposite of being hefke. Right, so he's saying that because they work for all the aniyim, right? Yecholim lokot b'shvil aniyim, right? Who hadin lishmar lefisha betin hem yad aniyim, and implies that who like kind of owns it is the aniyim, which is really saying that the reason why the owners need to be mafkir is so that the aniyim can take it. In which case, the whole point is social justice, and because the whole point is social justice, as long as, so Beis Din can act on behalf of the social justice and even exert ownership, right? Because the chiv is social justice, Beis Din can exert that social justice ownership mitzvah, right? Even to the exclusion of the ownership of the actual Baal Asadeh, right? But then they can really exert ownership rights, kiviyachol. Because the whole point of Shemitah is that now the Sadeh and the fruit is also for the Aniyim. Right? Shebet and Heim Yad Aniyim. So they could be Loko B'Shvil Aniyim, and therefore they could be Shomer, and they could just act as if they own it. Yeah.
According to that sheet, does Beit Din have any extra powers, or they're just some legislative body and therefore they're extra responsible for overseeing the social justice that everyone is doing anyway?
Yeah, they really have like special authority. They are Yad Aniyim, right? Like they can be kone things for the Aniyim. They actually like represent the downtrodden. It's not only like, oh, as the guardians, as like the representatives of society. They actually have like a special status as like Yad Aniyim, as like people in charge of taking care of the Aniyim, and therefore they can exert like ownership for the Aniyim. Exactly. Right? While what we were talking about before, let's say by Chazon Ish, what we were thinking in the Ramban, was that no, it's the fact that Beis Din wears this hat saying we represent the public. Here, the Rashbash is saying it's not that they're representing the public, they're representing the poor, right? And because everything kind of belongs or is being made hefker for the poor, right, for social justice, so the Beis Din who represent the poor can therefore exert own, treat it as if they own it, right? For the Chazon Ish, the idea, or the what sounds like in the Ramban is like, because they represent the public and the payros belong to the public, right? So they're really just representing the public. So nothing's really changed. They're not really being shomer, right? Even if they're shomer, because they're really just representing the public, right? So this is just the way to get it to the public in an efficient way. Okay. Rav Abishol, the Rosh Tzion, says, he's like kind of torn. He makes like this pshara, but he says, wait a second. I don't think you can guard it, because even if Beis Din is allowed to, the owners are still have a mitzvah to be mafkir, right? So you're kind of torn in two directions. Beis Din's allowed to do this, but the owner still needs to be mafkir, and if he lets Beis Din do it, then he wasn't the kind of his mitzvah of being mafkir the payros. In which case, right, it's geshmak, because we've seen this a lot of times, that the Rabbi Abishol is saying that they're really tzvedinim in Shemitah. Right? There's a mitzvah on the Baal Asadeh to be mafgir, right? To be mishameh, to show that, to acknowledge and say God's ownership. And separately, there's the question of social justice and what we do with the payros. And those can be separate things, right? So even though from the payros perspective, it's okay for Beis Din to do this, for the owner of the Sadeh, he has a mitzvah to be mafgir, which he's not doing if he goes into a deal with Beis Din and has Beis Din take over. Okay? Mincha Shlomo says, of course you Beis Din can't be Shomer the Peros. Rav Shlomo Zalman says, what are you talking about? HaPeros heim hefker gomer l'chol adam, bal korcho shel abaylim, ubal korcham shel b'nei akfar. Right? Umachma zafkata demalka kol HaPeros hefker. Right? Which ties it back to the question of hefker, is if the Peros are afkata demalka, right? God makes them hefker. Right? V'hayitash shabbat ha'aretz l'chem l'achla, there is shabbat ha'aretz, the land is resting, the Peros, right, are something that's minutak from Bnei Adam. It's something that is taken out of the control of humanity, right, and is like a return to nature where like the land is resting and people don't have control, right, and God is exerting ownership and saying this is hefker regardless of what you do. So of course Beis Din can't do anything, right? Beis Din represents the public of humanity, of civilization, right? But the whole point here is that Shemitah is belongs to God, not humanity, not the public, right? And it's like a return to nature, not to civilization, right? So the chakira, or the two parties, isn't between private and public, right? It's between humanity and nature, right? So it's afkata demalka, it's like return to a state of nature. So why would Beis Din have any more authority over that than anybody else? So of course Beis Din can't be shomer, right? So what we have is, right, like if it's Lashem Ha'aretz and there's return to nature, so then of course Beis Din can't guard it, because Beis Din's no more, no more powerful and no more relevant to ownership over these things than anybody else, right? It's the land is resting and humanity has no control over that. On the other hand, if it's about social justice, right? So then maybe, or the ownership of the public versus the private, so then in Hanami, maybe Bezdin can say, yeah, right? We have the ability to divvy it out and to control it on behalf of the public, right? Or on behalf of the Amin. Okay. How can Bezdin be kotzer, right? So the Chazanish says, Bizman sheyesh otzer al pi Bezdin, dorchan harav megav fizisim b'vayis habad, here's this idea that even regular people who get payros from hefker, from someone else's field, are able to be dorech bagat regularly. They're allowed to process it regularly. Only the owner of the field is not allowed to process the food normally and be kotzer normally. Okay? Now, why? Right? Clearly, the Chazan is saying is that it's not that there's something inherently problematic with doing, with harvesting the field normally. What's a problem is that it shows ownership, right? So if you go and do ktsira in someone else's field, you can't be showing ownership because it's not your field, right? So the same, and then the same thing applies also to Bezdin, right? Bezdin is harvesting someone else's field. Bezdin is not saying we own this. Bezdin is simply doing it on behalf of everybody. So that's fine, right? Again, Shlomo Zalman Auerbach doesn't like that idea of the Chazon Ish at all, right? He says that doesn't make sense, right? And maybe you can say like Bezdin can act as like the shliach of the Aniyim, and like even the Ramban, like the Ramban, I think is like maybe is like really like a gezeira and a special takana midrabanan, but like you can't make that, you can't say that oh anyone can just be kotzer in anyone else's field, but since they don't, it's not showing ownership because it's not their field, then it's fine. Right? Because fundamentally, the whole point is the Bezdin, right, is Bezdin can't just cheat, right? And Ktsira is Aser because Vaita Shabbat Ha'aretz. And it needs to be Shabbat Ha'aretz. Ktsira is Aser, right? In certain, with a Shinui, it's Mutter, but that Shinui is necessary so that you're not doing the Iser Ktsira, right? Doing it in someone else's field doesn't help you. Okay? And again, the Rashi really says what? Right? Just because you're Shliach Bezdin, you're allowed to be over on Isser Shemitah. Right? So according to Chazon Ish, according to the Gisha that says, oh, Otzer, that the whole Isser is showing ownership over Peros Shvi'is. So Otzer Bezdin isn't showing ownership because, right, we're Dafka showing that it's not ownership. Right? Rav Michiel Mechotinsky Tikhachinsky in Sefer Shemitah says, "Acharisha kol ikra tamhu kedei laharoshu hefker in lechem minu hefker kadamizu." The best way to show hefker, right, is for no individual to come and do the ktsira, and instead only have shluchei bezdin be the ones to do the ktsira, right? But and that's what Shaul Israeli says. Oh, that's true. Okay, Hevi Omer. She'in malacha asur mitzad atzman. All the malachu shmita, says Rav Yisrael, they aren't asur because of the action. Ela mashiyish b'bitzu'am k'derach haragil mashma'ut hasoteret et havlatat hayotam perot hefke. Right? Doing these malachos show that you own it. And the whole point is that you don't. Da asher alkein betin jotin et osin et malacha avur hatzibur kulo haray b'zeh yish havlatat dafka al hayot perot halalu hefke. Right? That's the best way to show that it's hefker. Right? By Bezdin going around and show exerting ownership over it, right? And showing that they are taking over because it's hefker and it doesn't belong to the private person. That's the best way to show that it belongs to the public and it doesn't belong to the private person. Right? On the other hand, right? Rav Herzog says, like, what are you talking about, right? Like the Rash Cirilio and Shlomo Zalman saying, like, no, you can't just do ksira regularly, because if you just do ksira regularly, then you're contradicting the Shabbat Ha'aretz and the return to, right, the state of nature and acknowledging God's ownership. Okay. Yeah, we'll just hop in one last thing, which is, Another nafkamina of this is then also what can you pay for, right? Let's say Bezdin can go and collect all this stuff, You know, to how far can you stretch this heter of Otzer Beis Din? Now, this is already assuming that Otzer Beis Din really is like a good solution because it's like belongs to the, you know, to the public. So one option is you can only do whatever is necessary to pay for moving the payros from the sadeh to the to your kitchen, right? Essentially, you're paying delivery costs because the payros are hefker, but someone needs to get them from the tree to your house. And bizma, like originally, you could just walk out to your neighbor's field, but now your neighbor's field is right is like 50 miles away. So instead of you schlepping out, you and all your friends are basically paying someone to schlep out on your behalf, right? The shlichus idea. But if it's the shlichus idea for them to collect the payros for you, because it would be inefficient for everyone to go themselves, you can literally only pay for the collection, right? And that's what Rosh Hashanah says. Rav Yisraeli says, no, because if the whole idea is you can't show ownership, but Beis Din is allowed, Adrabah is allowed to show that you don't have private ownership and instead it's under public control. So then Beis Din can basically do whatever they want, right? Because now we're saying these are publicly owned fruits and therefore the public is going to make sure that they look good and that they're protected from bugs, et cetera, et cetera. And the public can pay for that because the public wants the fruit, right? So if you say, oh, the public is allowed to own it, then great, you can do whatever you want, mostly. Right? Can't be over on the Isurei Daraisa, but you can pay for everything because it already is like owned by the public now and the public's taking care of its fruit. Right? If you think it's a din, then no. First of all, you have no special heterim for Otzer Beis Din. Maybe Beis Din is allowed to like divvy out the fruit. They're allowed to be a distribution mechanism because otherwise it would be too inefficient for everyone to go themselves. So then you can literally only pay for delivery. Right? And that's what Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says. Says, maybe you can have Otzer Beis Din go and collect the fruit and like bring it to the consumer, right? As like their shliach, but then all you're allowed to pay for, right, is to actually pay for the delivery, right? For them to go to the field, take the fruit and bring it to you or bring it to the store and then give it to you. But anything beyond those expenses are going to be aser. Now, on the other hand, right, the people who think, there's like an interesting vort that like Rav Weitman and Rav Ariel want to bring up, which is maybe you can argue that even within like Rav Shlomo Zalman's shita that Beis Din doesn't have any special powers. Maybe nonetheless, since we want the fruit to exist, and in theory you could water your garden, right, to make sure that the payros don't get ruined. Right, that's how we pass it at least. Right, and you could do all sorts of things. Likiyume, maybe you can also appoint this guy as like your shliach to do all the malachos that are mutter leokume, right, to maintain the trees. Since I want the fruit at the end of the day, right, so I could go to the farm and then do all the leokume things so that there will be fruit, so that I can eat the fruit later, right? According to the way we paskin, right. So then maybe I can also, right, we can all together, you know, group together and pay someone to do all the leukume things for the tree so that there will be fruit that's edible and then deliver that fruit to us. Right? Now, the downside of that svara is that who's the person who thinks that you could even do leukume so that there'll be peros, not just so that there'll be trees? That's the Chazanish. Because again, the Chazanish thinks that the ikar problem is creating peros and showing ownership over those peros. And therefore, okume peros is okay. Right? We saw that, let's say, that Rav Kook thought only the protecting the trees which you actually own is allowed. So if you take this approach that no, there's Shabbat Haaretz and the land needs to rest, and therefore we don't have ownership, and even Beis Din can't act like they have control over the peros, so we might also be inclined to say that lo okume is limited to protecting the trees because I want to have the trees on year 8, 9, and 10 and not going to allow me to interfere with the fruit potentially, right? Although again, what we did see is that there's like a middle option, which is that even though kume of the peros is just me maintaining nature, right, as is, in which case even though I think that there's an idea of Shabbat Haaretz and the return to nature, lo kumes are just maintaining nature, which is I could do the lo kumes, and since I could do it, maybe I can hire someone else to do it on behalf of all of us as like a collective. So it might be like an effective middle ground, but that's exactly our hakira, right? Is Shabbat Haaretz this absolute like return to nature, in which case we really don't have the option of asserting any sort of control, even through Beis Din, or no, right? You don't have ownership of the, and you can't be in charge of production, right? But the idea of the public being either A, being owners of it, or a less extreme idea that like, you can't show ownership over it, but it's there for the public, right? It's not about, then it's not produce anymore, then it's just food that is being rationed out. So then maybe Beis Din really can get involved in a meaningful way and get around some of the surim because they're doing rationing and not, you know, consumer marketing and production and stuff like that. So that's really the two gishot to Otzer Beis Din. Some people think Otzer Beis Din is the greatest thing ever and it's a solution to all the problems. And some people are like, no, you can't, like, it's Usher, you shouldn't do it. And you should all do Het Mechira. Rav Rimon is like a huge Otzer Beis Din fan. My cousin uncle, Rav Yeshua Ben Meir, wrote a whole book, you know, just like this big, about why we should do Het Mechira and not Otzer Beis Din, and that, you know, although it's a Bezdin, people are wrong. And it really comes down to this one fundamental hakira about what is really Shemitah about, right? Is this like about the payros and the production and ownership, and that you can't show that you have ownership over the payros and over the land? Or is it no, that the land needs to rest, and there's this idea of returning to nature and God's ownership, right? Afkata demalka, Shabbat haaretz, and that really, you know, it's kind of being taken out of our hands, in which case, even Beis Din can't assert that type of control, right? Because then that's essentially saying that, no, it is in our hands, and it is we do control the land and the payros, right? So is it about not having ownership of the payros and like we don't own it, or Shabbat Haaretz, the land needs to rest, and then even Beis Din is not going to get like a free pass on that. Okay.